Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 25th of December, 1969. The title is, In Order to Become Free from Being Attracted, Consider Yourself to be Bap Dada's Entrusted Property. In order to become free from being attracted, in order to become anasakt, consider yourself to be Bap Dada's entrusted property. Consider your tan and man to be Bap Dada's amanat. Bap Dada says, Where have you called Bap Dada and why? Where are you now sitting? You are in Madhuban, but where in Madhuban has Baba come? Are you sitting in a flower garden? Or a gathering. Bap Dada is seeing the spiritual spirits, and together with that, he is taking the fragrance of the spirit that emerged from each flower. The essence that people extract from flowers is called the spirit. The fragrance of that is very sweet and good. So whilst being in Madhuban, Baba was on a tour of the spiritual world. All of you have to perform every action whilst in the stage of a spiritual spirit. Only then will there be that sparkle in service and in your actions. You now wish to bring about newness, do you not? Or are you content to move along as you have been doing? There will be a new sparkle when there is spirituality in your every action, every thought, and in your speech. How can you bring about spirituality? What do you have to do to maintain spirituality constantly? What do you have to change? Everyone gave a different answer. These are the main things which are firm with everyone. But what is the reason for there not being spirituality? The question is, why are you not able to remain faithful and obedient? Why are you not able to remain wafadar and farmanbardar? So someone said, a lack of relationship. Why is there a lack of relationship? Bap Dada asks. All of you have applied on yourself the tilak of an intellect that has faith. The question is, why isn't there spirituality constantly? The reason for there not being spirituality constantly is that there is a weakness whilst moving along in considering yourself and others for whom you are instrumental in service to be Bap Dada's property. The more you consider yourself and others to be Bap Dada's property, to be Bap Dada's amanat, the more there will be spirituality, the more there will be ruhaniyat. There is some weakness when you do not consider yourself to be Bap Dada's property. You should create thoughts in your mind whilst considering the mind to be given to you in trust. You must not misuse that trust. In other words, you explain to others while considering them to be trustees. Do you not? You call them trustees, but you must consider your mind and body and whatever else you have received for use as an instrument, whether it is a student, the center, or any physical object, to be something that is given to you in trust. When you consider it to be given to you in trust, you will remain unattracted by it. Your intellect will not be drawn to it. It is only when you remain unattracted that there will be spirituality. You have to surrender yourself to the flame, to the shama, to this extent. You have surrendered yourself, but to what extent? These are my sanskars. The words, my sanskars, should be erased. Where did my sanskars come from? You have to surrender yourself to such an extent that even your nature changes. When the nature of all of you changes, your images will become angelic. What are the images of the perfect stage of the control sage? What is the specialty of angels? One is that there is total lightness. Because of that lightness, they are able to adapt their stage according to the circumstances. Those who are heavy cannot adapt themselves to any circumstances. So the main specialty of angels is that they will remain light in all aspects. They remain light in thoughts, light in their speech, light in their actions, and light in their relationships. If there is lightness in these four aspects, then that is the stage of an angel. So now check, to what extent is there lightness in these four aspects? Those who are light will be able to recognize the sanskars of any soul within a second, and they will also be able to make a decision within a second about whatever circumstances come in front of them. This is the sign of being an angel. When all these virtues are practically visible in your actions, then understand that your perfect stage is close. In what aspects were you able to see the perfect stage of the sakar form? So then different ideas were given to Bap Dada. So Bap Dada says, "Acha, what is the main virtue of this group? This group is of those who are cooperative with the Yajna. All of you have passed in being cooperative with the Yajna. What else do you have to do? There will also be such a stage in which whatever thought arises in someone else's mind, it will reach you in advance. There will be no need to speak or hear that. But it will only happen like that you can read the thoughts of others when you fully apply a brake to your own thoughts. The brake should be powerful. If you are not able to merge your thoughts, you will not be able to understand the thoughts of others. This is why you were told to continue to finish the expansion of thoughts. The greater your power to merge thoughts, the greater the power will be to understand the thoughts of others. Because of going into the expansion of your own thoughts, you are not able to understand yourself. So how will you be able to understand others? This is why you will continue to reach this stage number-wise, according to effort. This is also the sign of the perfect stage. You must check yourself in these aspects to see how close you have come to your perfect stage. This is an all-rounder group. What is the aim of those who are all-rounders? You have the characteristics of that aim, but you must keep a higher aim. According to what you are in a practical form now, which of you will be qualified as a king? According to the result of service at present, which kings will you become? One's status is clear through one's effort. You may be part of the Sun Dynasty. However, one is to be the emperor of the world, but together with the world emperor, there are also the kings of your empire. Now, which kings are you? Who will come in the beginning? What are the methods to become a world emperor or to be a close relative of the world emperor? There will be world benefit anyway, but what are the signs now of those who will become world emperors? This is a world of Brahmins. That is, it is a small world. Those who are to become world emperors will have a relationship with the whole world. That is, with each soul of the Brahmin clan. Those who come into relationship with everyone in this small family are the ones who will become world emperors. Now, which kings will you become? One are those who seat themselves on the throne, and there are also those who will be closely cooperative with those who are seated on the throne. Even if you want to be the souls who are closely cooperative, What will you have to do for that? You will have to be cooperative, in one way or another, with all the souls of the entire divine family. One is to be an instrument for the service of the whole clan. The other is just to be an instrument and to be cooperative with everyone in one way or another. They will be closely cooperative souls there in the same way. So now, check yourself. You will become world emperors, will you not? Day by day, you will continue to see who will become the world emperors number-wise. It isn't that you cannot become that now. You can take a jump even now. It is still possible to make up time, but there is very little time. There is very little time, and therefore, you will have to make special effort. But you can make it up. What will the sanskars be of the world emperors? Today, Bap Dada is teaching you the education to become world emperors. So what will be their sanskars? Just as you saw in a practical form, that Baba is loved by all, and Baba has love for all, in the same way, flowers of love will be showered on those from within each and every one. When the flowers of love are showered on you here, then there will be showers of flowers on your non-living images. So check yourself. How much am I, the soul, being showered with flowers of love here? That cannot remain hidden. To the extent that there are flowers of love, to that extent, you will be offered flowers in worship in the Copper Age. People go to offer a flower in some places, only sometimes, and in other places, there is a shower of many flowers every day. Do you know what the reason is for this? So keep the aim of being worthy of flowers of love from everyone. How do you receive love? When you give cooperation to everyone, you will receive cooperation and you will be worthy of love of those with whom you become cooperative. Only such souls can become world emperors. Therefore, keep a high aim. Today, Baba is remembering an image of the path of bhakti. Today, Baba was seeing you and was also smiling. Baba was seeing that all of you are those who give a finger. Have you given your finger, or do you still have to give it? How far has the finger reached? If you still have to give your finger, it means that you have not yet given it to the extent that it should reach. The mountain has not been lifted. Why? Is it that heavy? The fingers of so many have come together. Why, then, has the mountain still not been lifted? The memorial of the previous kalpa, of the previous kalp, was successful when the power of everyone came together collectively. This is why it is lifted slightly and then put down again. Each of you is giving your finger, but now there is a need to give it collectively. You have given your own finger, but there will be only that power within that gathering when there is that strength. Now the Shakti army is to be revealed. All of you have become flowers, but now all of you have to come together collectively in the form of a bouquet. At present, some of the flowers sometimes reveal their own color, some give their fragrance, and others show their beauty. But when all these aspects of beauty, color, and fragrance come together in the form of a bouquet, then you will be revealed in front of the world. You must make such plans collectively that you show newness to the whole world. Because each of you is separate, you have to make greater effort. But as a gathering, there will be less effort and greater success. There will be success in service when you are successful in the gathering of the conference age. You have all the specialties, but they still remain to be used. Now, with your specialties, make others worthy so as to bring them close to the Father. This is a group of those who lay the foundation of forging the relationship of souls with Baba. Their life later on will be according to the foundation you now lay, in all aspects, to the extent that you are strong. Accordingly, you will lay a strong foundation for others. According to all the qualifications you have within yourself, so there will be the quality. If you have less qualifications, so there will be a lower quality. Therefore, consider yourselves to be the ones who lay the foundation. You will be able to make others as yourself only when you make yourself equal to Bap Dada in his virtues. Acha, Om Shanti.